Since enactment of the new laws legalizing the possession, production, and commercial sales of marijuana in New Mexico late last month, some confusion seems to have arisen over enforcement of those measures.
It was confusing to me, and I thought, well, where do they go if they need more clarification? So I am curious as if there's a plan for our police department to have further trainings to understand the implications of the new laws and making sure that everybody's on the same page.
That was Santa Fe City Councilor Rene Villarreal speaking at a recent city council meeting about the new laws and how the police department would go about training officers on enforcement.
Mostly because it's complex and the whole plant production piece or the number of plant count is confusing. So I think it would be helpful for us to continue having those trainings for our law enforcement team.
We spoke recently with Captain Anthony Tapia of the Santa Fe Police Department's Support Operations Division. He explained the department's training procedures for the new laws and addressed some of Councilor Villarreal's concerns. Captain, we have these new marijuana laws on the books now, relaxing restrictions on the use, the possession, and the sales of the drug. Officers have to adjust to new laws all the time. But enforcement of these new pot laws would seem to be a rather complex endeavor. Is there a training program that's going to happen, or how do you go about doing that?
So what we've done is we've provided direction to all our officers on how this new law affects enforcement of cannabis and marijuana laws. And so each briefing, the supervisors has presented the officers with the new guidelines and directions. So as a department, what we're doing is we're providing updated training to our officers on the new laws in effect and how the officers are to approach possession of marijuana or cannabis.
It would seem like pretty complicated. One of the new provisions is that an officer really can't pull somebody out of a car just because he smells marijuana on a traffic stop or something. Does there have to be some evidence of DUI? How does the officer gauge that?
Yeah, so you're correct. The odor of cannabis alone does not constitute reasonable suspicion of a crime and is not a basis to stop, detain, or search a person. However, the odor of marijuana or cannabis is relevant when an officer is conducting a DWI investigation.
So it's evidence of there might be a problem. There's no test for marijuana like there is for alcohol, right?
The only way we can test someone's level of consumption of cannabis would be a blood test. It's done by a medical professional only after the officer believes there's reasonable grounds to place the person under arrest for impaired driving.
So a person can possess, what is it, 2 ounces now?
Yes, so a person 21 years of age or older can possess up to 2 ounces of cannabis, 16 grams of cannabis extract, or 800 milligrams of edible cannabis. A person under the age of 21 is still not permitted to possess or consume any cannabis. Yes, it would be similar of being a minor under the influence or in possession of alcohol.
Do you have to do a search? Do you need a warrant to determine whether the person has more than 2 ounces?
That would be a case-by-case depending on the investigation. Now, it would be a reasonable officer that would be able to identify a large amount of cannabis or marijuana. If someone has a reasonable amount, that's not something that the officers would dig into and stretch too far.
If an officer is called for some reason, if there's a domestic abuse case, or if an officer is called to somebody's home and the officer notices that they're growing pot, which is legal for, certain limits, and an officer may say, boy, that looks like more pot than is allowed. Does the officer need a search warrant to make a determination of how many plants are growing there?
They would need it if they're wanting to expand a search, but if they were lawfully in a location and it was openly displayed, an officer can observe and very simple to count the plants that are present.
How about on the sales or the commercial production, how do you enforce that?
So the enforcement of the sale and other rules is going to be managed by the state of New Mexico and not anything necessarily we're working on internally at the Santa Fe Police Department.
Have your officers had any particular encounters or trouble with this new law and the enforcement of it?
No, not yet. We were prepared. We knew that this law was taking effect, and so we preemptively gave our direction to the officers prior to June 29th.
Chase, is there any joint training, like with other law enforcement agencies, that the sheriff's office or the state police?
The Santa Fe Police Department conducts their own internal training. We do conduct our annual updates with training, and any time a new law takes effect or gets repealed, we do conduct our roll call trainings in our shift briefings.
Captain, can you talk a little bit about the issue concerning the number of plants that can be grown in any one household and how an officer might approach the household if he or she feels that there are too many plants?
All right. So the lawful amount of cannabis plants one person can have is 6 plants, or a person can possess 12 plants if multiple people are in the same household. There are penalties for having excess plants. Possession of 6 to 12 plants can yield a penalty assessment, and possession of more than 12 plants is still a fourth degree felony.
Right, and if there's just one person, you could only have 6, right?
That is correct. I also want to point out that it's still not legal to smoke marijuana in public. Smoking marijuana in public could get a person a civil citation of $50 for each violation.
So then if you did pull somebody over for a traffic offense and discovered that somebody in the car was smoking at the time, they could be cited. Is that correct?
Well, in the state of New Mexico, a motor vehicle is an extension of your home. This would relate to person smoking on the sidewalk or in a parking lot. Oh. Though I wouldn't recommend people driving around smoking cannabis because they would be at risk for subjecting themselves to a DWI investigation. We would ask that people are responsible and do not consume marijuana while they're out in public.
How about, marijuana parties? I mean, maybe that's not the purpose of the party, but everybody gets together and somebody says, hey, I got a joint. And pretty soon everybody's doing it. And it's at the person's house. So what happens there?
Well, what we need to start looking at cannabis is looking at it similar to alcohol, that the same rules would apply for cannabis as long as for alcohol. So you can't consume if you're going to be operating a motor vehicle. And if you're having a house party and people are drinking, the same would apply. It is legal now to possess and consume cannabis. And so that is something that the police department would not be called out for to enforce.
But if they got in their cars and were smoking?
If they got in a car and they were pulled over for driving behaviors that indicates impairment, it will initiate a DWI investigation. Cannabis, we look at it in the same rules as alcohol. If you consume, you drive impaired, you will be arrested.
Do you have some specific or general fears about how this might all play out?
When it was legalized in Colorado, they did see an increase of cannabis-related driving. I hope that's not going to be the case here in Santa Fe. I hope that there's learned mistakes that happen in our neighboring state and that people are going to be responsible with their consumption.
All right, Captain. Thank you very much. We've been talking to Captain Anthony Tapia of the Santa Fe Police Department's Operations Support Division. For KSFR Radio News, I'm Dennis Carroll.